Governor Cuomo says Sandy's total costs for New York are now $33 billion.
That is a staggering number, especially with the financial situation that we've been in.
The state has already had to cut more than $10 billion from its budget over the past 2 years. And New York already has a $1 billion structural deficit for next year's budget. And that gap could grow, says Cuomo. The governor, speaking a week and a half after Sandy and one day after a second storm brought snow and wind to the downstate region, says power outages and gas shortages continue. Cuomo railed against the utilities working to restore electricity on Long Island and in Westchester and other parts of the Hudson Valley, saying they are archaic and obsolete monopolies that need to be modernized to be more efficient when major storms occur.
I think this is a system that we're going to have to look at a ground-up redesign.
Cuomo says power companies were unprepared for the storm, at one point running out of new poles to replace damaged ones. He says the utilities have failed, and he warns they'll be held accountable through the state's Public Service Commission, which regulates utilities. Cuomo says concerns continue about gasoline supplies, and he says the current distribution system in the state is a severe vulnerability.
I mean, look how fast you can shut down the region just by shutting down the pumps. And many things shut down the pumps, as we learned the hard way. Power outage shuts down the pumps. Storm shuts down the pumps. A broken pipe shuts down the pumps.
The Buckeye Pipeline, which the governor's office says pumps approximately 4.5 million gallons of gas per day into the New York City and Long Island area, was sidelined for a time when the second storm caused more power outages. The governor says he's open to a bill to require gas stations to own generators in case of power failure, but he wants to make sure first that it would not further drive up the cost of fuel. Cuomo did not impose state rationing of gasoline, but the city of New York and Long Island announced odd-even day gas rationing beginning on Friday. Cuomo says once the power is back on and the gasoline is flowing normally, the next chapter will be coping with extreme weather that the governor says he believes is here to stay.
There is a wake-up call here, and there is a lesson to be learned. There's a reality that has existed for a long time that we have been blind to.
He says he and other officials will have to decide how and where to rebuild and how to use new technologies to provide better protection from floods in the future. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.